From Jonah chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish, saying, I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your breakers and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I am driven away from your sight, yet I shall again look upon your holy temple. The waters closed in over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountain I went down, to the land whose bars closed upon me forever. Yet you brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake the hope of steadfast love. But I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord. And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out upon the dry land. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For Jonah, this is judgment. It is what he deserves. He's running away from God. He's refusing to preach to the people of Nineveh, and he knows it. He told the sailors yesterday to throw him into the sea. That's the only way you will be spared. And so Jonah falls into the great sea, and Jonah expects to die. He would drown. This is it. This is the end. But instead, God sends the big fish, and it swallows Jonah. And from the fish, Jonah prays. He prays, and he says this, I called out to the Lord out of my distress. And he answered me, out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. The belly of Sheol. Sheol is not a word for fish. Sheol is a word for the grave. It means that Jonah expects to die. But he's not dead yet. He continues to pray, saying, the flood surrounded me, all your breakers and your waves passed over me. The flood. Remember that great flood in the Old Testament? Noah's flood. It was judgment against the world. And those who were not in the ark, they died. Jonah expected to die. But he's not dead yet. Still he prays. The water closed in over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. This is the imagery of drowning. He can't survive this. He can't live through this. Jonah expects to die, but he's not dead yet. Still, he prays. You brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. Though he expected to die, yet Jonah does not die. God has mercy on him. God brings him up out of the pit. And for this, Jonah praises God. You know, whenever you see in the Bible imagery that's talking about water, about its power both to kill, but also its power to save us through the water, it's pointing us to baptism. God uses this gift, water and the word together. He's pointing through it to a greater reality, but also making a promise and a pledge to you through the waters of baptism. The greater reality of baptism is this. When we don't listen to God, when we sin against him and against our neighbor, the sentence is death. And all of us sin. Like Jonah, we should expect judgment to be punished by God. Like Jonah, we should expect to die. And baptism shows us this. Like Jonah, the waters of baptism cover us, close over us, surround us like the flood water. Baptism reminds us of judgment, but also with the flood, God provides salvation. He saved Noah through the ark. He saved Jonah by way of the big fish. It swallowed up Jonah. and it saved his life. And baptism is the same way. We are saved through the waters and raised to new life with Christ. I was thinking about that fish. And I was thinking about the reality that in the early church, there became this symbol of Christ. I don't know if we have a symbol here. I don't think there is a symbol of fish in here anywhere. I was wondering about that. But in the early church, the symbol of the fish became a symbol of Jesus. Now, why? Well, because in the Greek language, the word fish has several letters. It's the word ichthys. Can you say ichthys? Ichthys, that means fish in Greek. See, you know some Greek today, right? Ichthys. And if you take each of those letters, you can turn it into an acrostic. And it means this: Jesus Christ, God, Son, Savior. Right? That's each of those words, the first letter of each one of those words, if you take them in the Greek, it means fish. Right? And because of that, the early church used this symbol. Actually, it was a secret symbol in some cases, right? Because they knew that if they could be identify each other through this symbol, that they might not be persecuted, they might not be attacked, right? And so one Christian might meet somebody and they think, this person might be a believer. And so they would draw half of the symbol of the fish on the dirt just as kind of a casual way through the conversation. And if the other person saw that and they knew that they also were a Christian, they would take their foot and complete the symbol of the fish, and they would know, now we know that we are believers. We belong to Jesus, right? Isn't that interesting? That God kind of orchestrates these things, right? Jonah is saved by this great fish. In fact, the fish saves him through the waters of baptism, right? Saves him at this baptism in the great sea, right? Jonah dies, but by the way of this fish, he comes back to life. And then God sends Jesus to you through the waters of baptism to save you, to forgive your sins. Though you die with Christ, yet you rise again with him, and you have life with him forever. Jonah is baptized. He passes through the water where he should die, and yet by the mercy of God he lives. And when you are baptized, the same word and mercy of God comes to you through Jesus Christ. And so remember your baptism. If you haven't been baptized yet, tell your mom and dad, I want to receive this gift of God's love and mercy. Now, Jonah's new birth is a little bit odd. The last line of this chapter tells us that the fish vomited Jonah onto the dry land. Gross! But it's a second chance, a new beginning for the poor sinner who was saved by the mercy of God. Amen. We stand to sing the Te Deum.